محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين ما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. أمين أمين يا رب العالمين. Of the meaning of approximately of what I'm saying, O Allah, give us useful knowledge. Give us useful knowledge. And O Allah, we ask you to protect us from knowledge, it will not benefit us. And from prayer, it will not be accepted. And from heart, will not be united to you. And from tongue, will not be honest and sincere. And O Allah, and from nafs, will not have enough. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the contentment of our nafs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a pure Muslim, a real Muslim, sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah put barakah and nur and qabool in everything we say and we do. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the blessing of this gathering and unite our heart for Allah and make us for sabilillah and make us sincere for Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala snatch the love of dunya out of our heart and fill our heart with loving Allah and akhirah and jannah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us hate jahannam to the point make us get away from jahannam inshaAllah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to be the spreader of the deen of Allah with the right manner and conduct. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the barakah, the blessing and light and wisdom in everything we say and we do inshaAllah. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahumma ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Today is Friday, between Asr and Maghrib, which meaning is, we have accepted dua. What it mean? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised, between Asr and Maghrib, between Jum'ah and Maghrib, is a hidden hour, hidden. Whoever meet it, and he ask Allah whatever he want, Allah will grant it him. Why Allah make it hidden? Similar to the night of power, is hidden. We do not know which night, we do not know the timing. Why Allah hide certain goodness to check our sincerity? Like one person said, imagine today I announce, come wait for me at this place between 1 o'clock until 8, I give you $10 million. What will happen? You think you forget? You will have excuse? Huh?
No.
Why? Because you believe in the $1 million and believe in what the $10 million will do. But today Allah challenging us. You have a hidden hour. Whoever meet it with any wish or prayer or supplicate, Allah will accept. Imagine how dumb we are. What about the night of power, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, is better than 1,000 months. Do we value the light of Qadr? Today, our session, inshallah, I will call it the golden session. The golden opportunity session. The lucky one who hear it, inculcate it, and try to live it. And it came to me 2 nights ago. And it belongs to the same topic we talked about it before. Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan, Isra and Mi'raj, Laylat al-Qadr. But believe me, all this talk will not benefit you. Do you know why? Unless we believe in Allah. If we believe in Allah, this talk will benefit you. If they believe in we, in Allah, it will not benefit you. Two nights ago, I was thinking about something. I was thinking about part of my family and other family. When somebody die in a family, they run fighting over the inheritance of this particular family. But the person who did bury in a grave did not leave anything. How come we did not gain the wisdom of the dead? And we're running for the material the dead just left. What it meaning? What I'm fighting for right now, very soon I will be in a grave. And very soon, what will happen? I will not gain from it. What the dead person left, I will leave too. And something came in my heart. Something very simple. Simple, very simple, beyond your imagination. But we forget. Muslim and non-Muslim. Two diseases generate unbelievable severe bunch of diseases. What is that? Greed and long hope. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, of the meaning of the worst things a human being can have, the things can destroy you, containing all the misery, greed and long hope. And like arrogant, you get one, you get them all. You see? For example, if you're greedy, you have a long hope. For example, you find a story about a mother is dead or sick, going to die. Some of the kids leave the hostel, go to the home to collect some of her gold before another sister come or another brother come. Why we do that? Greed and long hope. Because if I believe I will be dropped dead tonight, you see, like I forget what his name, one of the Muslim Khalifa, he was very young, very handsome, very rich, and he get up in a member, and in the middle of talking in a member, he said, how handsome am I? How young am I? How powerful am I? And one of the audience, he said, I swear by Allah, the following Jum'ah, he was dead. Why? Long hope. Long hope. You see? But we greed do not coming without long hope. But we long hope is again one of the rooted things it make you have all the diseases. It look very simple, but very bad. If I know I might be dead tomorrow, is this my condition? Or I'm going to be dead tonight. Is this how I behave with you? You see? What make me scared? What make me save? What make me greedy? What make me selfish? What give me all the disease of my nafs? Lack of belief. Because we are the believer of the unseen. One of the unseen knowledge, I do not know when I'm going to die. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time he was sitting in a gathering and he said, how long you think you're going to live? One person said 1 week, 1 month, 2 days, 3 days, 5 days. Everybody said one time. But all of them was average a month. Do you know what Rasulullah sallallahu replied to them? He said, your hope is too long. Too long. They said, what about you, ya Rasulullah? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, when I said the prayer and I'm ready to make my taslim in the right, I never believe I'm going to make it left. Because think about it. If I believe I'm going to die tonight and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how I would behave? Do you think any topic will bother me? Do you think even you bother me? Your nasty habit will bother me? Your mischief to me will bother me? What about me, my nafs? Can my nafs bother me? No. Do you know why? Now this make me rain my nafs. I cannot say this is me. It happened to me many nights. When a situation got rough, I ask myself, if I am going to die tonight, what Allah want from me? And this generate a topic, I do not know if I talk about it last week or not. What I want, what Allah want. What I want and what Allah want. And you will never reach what you want until you do what Allah want. And Allah in Hadith Qudsi, he said, O the son of Adam, you want and I want. You want and I want. And you will not receive except what I want. If you be content with what I want, I give you what you want. And if you're not content with what I want, I make you miserable in what you want, and you will never get what you want. Do you get this? I'm going to repeat it one more time. I hope you get it. I want and you want, and you will not receive except what I want. If you be content in what I want, I will give you what you want. And if you not be content with what I want, I make you miserable in what you want, and you will not receive except what I want. Now, all this talk, I will give you a golden advice today, is not for you. Unless you are a slave to Allah, and you pure from the slavery of your nafs. Because the most enemy of you is yourself. A mu'min cannot be greedy. A mu'min is not selfish. A mu'min is not into himself. A mu'min is not really into mischief. A mu'min try to do good. A mu'min is not a slave to himself. What about my desire? What about what I want? What about what all this want and want and want I need? Is very simple. If you believe in the Qadr of Allah, in the destiny of Allah, you will respect what you have. And you will enjoy it and be happy. But what makes us miserable? I'm living today and I'm dreaming about tomorrow. Let me tell you what the early people said. They said, your life is 3 days. Your life is 3 days. Days passed. Nothing you can do about it. Except ask Allah to forgive you, and even you're not sure if Allah will accept it or not. And you cannot retrieve it. You cannot bring it back. This what? One day. And days coming is the future. This day you do not know even if you're going to live it. And you do not know what Allah ordained for you in it. You do not know if it's for you or against you. You do not know. And you have a present. O the son of Adam, save your present, because you do not know if you're going to live for tomorrow. Again, this talk is not for you unless you are a mu'min. What makes me miserable? Future. And shaitan make you have a movie. Oh, I want this and this and this. And if this is this. And all this is not exist. Because you do not own future. You do not own nothing of the future. Nothing. But he make you busy of the future until you be miserable, worry, fear, weak, rebellious. And in the meantime, you cannot gain it. Because the future, you do not own it. And now you lost the present. Or he take you to another movie. The past. Oh, this happened to you and she did and he did and she did and he did. and make you so miserable, so despair, and very, very weak, and fatigue, and everything from the past. Do you think you will have the present? You lost the present. You lost it. You cannot enjoy the present, you cannot gain it, you cannot benefit, you cannot worship Allah, you cannot do anything. He make you paralyzed between past and a future, which is the 2 days you have no control over it. None. And let me give you bad news. But read. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one time he was in the desert, walking with a companion, and they sat for some time. And he drew one line, another line, and another line. They said, "What is that, Ya Rasulullah?" He said, "The small line, the one close by to you, this where you are now. This is your present time." They said, "What about the long one, the faraway one?" He said, "This is your hope. This is your ambition. This is what you want to reach." They said, "What about the one in the middle?" He said, "This is your agal. This is your death." He said, "Listen to me now." He said, "No one of the son of Adam will ever achieve what he want. Never. Never." When I was hearing last week Michael Jackson documentary, he was in the final rehearsal for a big tour in Europe. Will take 50 days. He never did it. You remember the big multi-billionaire Forbes? He went to Morocco somewhere in the late 80s, early 90s to make his birthday. He make a birthday, it cost him 50 or 55 million dollars per night just to have a birthday. The following day, he was dead. Fishing somewhere in Latin America. And nobody even know. But that's where you find out, never anybody know when he died. But that's why if I'm a mu'min, if I'm a believer, I'm worried about only one thing. How to please Allah? How to gain my day? And I believe Allah will take care about me tomorrow. Look what happened to my life now. It's so beautiful. And be content of what Allah give me today. Because Allah give me the best. But what make me miserable or not content or not appreciate? By the way, Iman is amazing. Iman is like a chain of pieces of quality. You drop one, you drop them all. You build one, you build them all. Similar to the disease of the heart. You have one, you have them all. You clean one, you clean them all. For example, if you drop the long hole, if you stub it, look what happened now. I become generous. I become kind. I become patient. I try to be good. Why? I do not know what happened tomorrow. And I will deal with you as goodness. You see? And I don't care about what you're doing to me. Take now this feeling out. I'm going to be for 10, 15 years. What are you doing? What you might do tomorrow? You might do this, and she can do this, and he. Yeah, Allah. If I believe all this, where it's coming from? Allah? Angels? Shayateen. What about your act? Your act is against you. Even if you plot and mischief against me, what I should do? Trust in Allah. By this way, if you believe in Allah, if you believe in Jannah, if you believe in hellfire, if you believe in the day of judgment, if you believe in the grave, what it will do to you? It gives you a short hope. And short hope eliminates the bad diseases and elevate the good quality. And now you will have generosity versus greed. And the more you're generous, the more you're pure. You're free. You're free. You felt you did it. You did what I have to do. I did the goodness. I'm happy I did it. But the more I accumulate, I believe in what I'm accumulating. And I believe this will give me the goodness. You see? It never happened. Imagine this Netherland, the house of Michael Jackson, just the maintenance. Maintenance expense $10 million a year. Maintenance. You see, look what he did. He bought it, he did it, and all of a sudden he cannot even maintain it. He cannot maintain it. And many years ago, they close it, they take everything out, they put it in action, and he's living in an apartment. Imagine, he was living in an apartment, he was not living in his house. How many people like that? By this way, the key of happiness. But today, a lot of people in mankind looking for happiness. Look at this. Every time I prepare a topic, I didn't even start yet. Really? Because the topic I'm going to talk about it. You see? Without all what I'm talking about it, it will have no benefit. This is what's the key of happiness. This is what is, let's go now to what happiness. What is the definition of happiness? Happiness is two. The keys of happiness is two. One, they call it the fake happiness. And one, the true happiness. What is the fake happiness? The fake happiness of pleasure, money, status, fame, game, you name it, accumulation is fake. Why is we call it fake? It never survived. And never anybody own it, he can tell you I have happiness. I was listening to one German woman embrace Islam, and she was into skiing. And they asked her, how you came to Islam? She said, I went to jungle, I get sick. I look for skiing to escape, to feel free, to have some fresh air with freedom in the air. And she's rich. But after a while, I break my leg. And when I was sitting alone, I discovered what the skiing did to me. Now I'm searching. I'm searching for happiness. I'm searching for tranquility. And when she discovered Islam, she discovered. What is in Islam? What is the core of happiness if it's not money, fame, sex, this, that, music, drugs, alcohol? Because all is called a very short term happiness. But it's not true. You know why it's not true? It go away. It go away in short time and leave you in your own emptiness. Who fill your heart with happiness? Let's examine that. I hope I remember it. And by the way, before we go to the keys of happiness, the real happiness, one of the diseases also called al-hirs. Hirs meaning to hold. After greed, you have another disease called hirs. What it means? The people who greedy, they have to worry about what they accumulate. They're scared to lose it. This is why when they make any less money, they go crazy. They have to make certain amount of money. They have to grow in their own whatever. And spending all their life and running after what? How to guard what they accumulate. And any minus, it calls them problem. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He make a lot of, or He give us a lot of verses in Quran about the fake happiness. And this you can find it in Surah Al-Imran, 188. For example, he said, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْرَحُونَ بِمَا آتَوْا وَيُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يُحْمَدُوا بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّهُمْ بِمَفَازَةٍ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. If you think the people who are happy of what they gain or happy of what they get, no, this is not the happiness. Let them wait until they see the torture in Jahannam, the severe torture. And also in knowledge, if you seek knowledge and this knowledge is not for Sabilillah 100%, is a torture too. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example of the scholar of Bani Israel like a donkey carrying books. What's the value of books if it will not benefit you? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Ka'b ibn Ujrah radiallahu anhu, Ya Ka'b, a'adaka Allah min imarat al-sufaha. Get away from the leader of the fool. He said, what about Imarat al-Sufa, ya Rasulullah? He said, a leader after me, they will not be guided by Allah and me. If you follow them and you're helping them, you will be among the people of Jahannam and you will never see me in the Day of Judgment. And if you deny them and do not supporting them, you will be with me in the Day of Judgment and you will be with me in Jannah. Ya Ka'b ibn Ujrah, O Ka'b, As-Siyamu Junnah, fasting is a protection. Was-Sadaqa, charity, it erases the bad sins. And Salah is a Burhan or Qurban, is a closeness to Allah and is elevation in the Day of Judgment. Ya Ka'b, people are two. People walking in earth are two kind. Inna mubta'in nafsuh fa mu'tiqa. A person, he saved himself. He bought himself from Jahannam. And he make it free to Allah. And another person, he sold himself to his nafs. He lead himself to Jahannam. It's only two people. Ja'far al-Sadiq radiallahu anhu said, La mal a'wan min al-aql. No money better than good mind. No money better than good mind. وَلَا مُصِيبَ أَعْظَمْ مِنَ الْجَهْلِ. And no calamity more than ignorant. And nothing worse than no mashura. And the worst disease of all, when you do not consult. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Allah jawadun kareem. Allah is so generous. لا يجاورني لئيم. Nobody get closer to Allah in Jannah. He's stingy. And stinginess is state of kufr, a state of disbelief. And the people of stinginess and kufr in hellfire. And people of generosity, this from Iman. And the people of Iman in Jannah. I'm just warming your heart for something. Iman has quality. Disbelief has a quality. You cannot be a believer with a disbelief quality. You cannot be. And this quality is action. And this action what make you free, and this what lead you to the keys of happiness. We're going to come closer to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he warned us about stinginess. And he warned us about those stingy they will be in the people of Jahannam. And this you can find it in Ula Imran verse 180. It's a very, very powerful verse. Very powerful. Go to it and read it slowly. Ala Imran verse 180. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, stinginess and iman will never be mixed in one heart. Never. Stingy and iman never stay in one heart. What it mean now? And stingy in here is stingy with money, stingy with thinking, stingy with heart, stingy with good manner. If I believe I'm going to die, how I can be stingy? How I can be stingy of even a smile? How I can be stingy without consultation? How can I be stingy without goodness? You see? By this way, again, it's all like this. It's all connected. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, can I show you the successful one? The successful one that Allah give him guidance of Islam. And he give him provision. And he content with it. You see, some ahadith of Rasulullah is very short, very short. But look at the amount of benefit inside. He said the successful one, Allah guide him to Islam. And give him certain provision and he continue with it. What's the problem? No problem. Because what generates a problem? When I'm not content with the provision of Allah, there's a problem. You see? I want it, I do not want it. It's not enough that I want this, but I do not want this. But this, but... This shayateen. Don't blame nobody. Meaning I'm not a believer. I'm not content with Allah. I'm not appreciating what Allah gave me. And let me tell you something. It's scary. I saw it in my life. If you behave this way, very soon Allah will take the goodness of you from you. And you will keep running after another one, another one, another one, and there's no ending. If you thank Allah for this, Allah will give you better than that. And if you do not thank Allah for this, you will not go anywhere. Because you cannot say that I'm content without thanking Allah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever do not thank people, do not thank Allah. And thank is not only verbal. Verbal, action, happiness, contentment. Sakina, tumanina is a state. Because you appreciate what Allah give you. Why I cannot appreciate? Because shaitan make me busy of what else I want. And make you even cannot appreciate what you have. I saw it in my life. I saw it in even some member of my family. And until now, after all this year, they never happy. They never happy, rich or poor. Whatever Allah give them, they never happy. And let me give you bad news. These people always calamity after calamity. And they will never be happy. Never. And when I tell you never, I tell you never. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained it. If you thank me, I increase. And if you don't thank me, inna adhabi la shadeed. My torture is severe. By the way, thanking Allah and being content with Allah is unbelievable power. It's a happiness. Is happiness. If you read Surah Ghafir, verse 39, a man came to Rasulullah and he said, Ya Rasulullah, teach me something. If I do, Allah will love me. But don't talk too much. Give me something short. Do you know what he said? He said, also and so. Izhad fi dunya, yuhibbuka Allah. Wazhad fi ma aydi al-nas, yuhibbuka al-nas. Deny what dunya has. Deny it. Allah will love you. And don't think about what others have in their hand. People will love you. Do you understand it or no? Don't look to what dunya have for you. Don't try to accumulate. Izhad. Deny it. Divorce it. Let it go. Don't rush after it. Allah will love you. Why? This has another meaning, very powerful. Because now I'm believing in the qadr of Allah and the provision of Allah. But if I'm not content of today, meaning I'm a kafir, I'm denying the bounty of Allah, I'm listening to my shaitan. This shaitan's job. Shaitan's job to make you deny the goodness Allah give you today and worry and think about tomorrow. And you go from one cycle to another, is no ending. And if you want to understand this also, Surah Al-Hadid, chapter of Hadid, verse 23. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, maybe you will not be sorrow about what passed, and you will not be happy of what coming. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not like those who are arrogant and have ego. Somebody asked him, how you translate that? How you translate this to action? He said a few words. You know what he said? He said, leave what make you busy rather than Allah. Meaning, if you're busy with Allah, all the quality come. If you're busy with anything except Allah, all the bad quality come. Because if you're busy with Allah, meaning angels, meaning tranquility, peace, wisdom, light, contentment, happiness, everything will come. And if you're busy with anybody rather than Allah, there's no ending. There's no ending. And you go to a mischief ocean, has no ending. And also Surah Al-Hadid verse 2. Read it. Now, what make us easy to deny dunya? I do not forget the keys of happiness. It just I want to prepare you for the keys of happiness. Because the keys of happiness will not come until you know what I'm talking about now. Now, what help you to deny dunya, to do zuhud? Number one, to know this dunya is not going to stay forever. And it's very easy. Look at yourself, look at your mom, look at your grandparents. You see, look at everyday accident or everyday diseases. Nobody know. Nobody who's next. This reality, fact. But shaitan make you, oh, I'm nice, I'm young, I cannot do it, I can do it. And make you forget. Took, boom, you did. You see? Two, you have to remember, beyond death and beyond this life is a long journey. Very long. Unbelievably long. By million and billion of years. By this way, what you're busy about now is nothing compared to the journey coming. By this way, actually this life is just a preparation for the real journey coming. And shaitan what you, what? Forget the journey. Three, whatever ordained to you of the rizq and the provision of dunya, you will not get more than what is written for you. You like it, you do not like it, you go crazy, you're not going crazy, go up and down, take drugs, do not take drugs, grow, you will gain only what is written for you. This believing qadr ordained to you, it make you calm. And if you're running after it, still you will not gain except what's written for you. Meaning you will not gain except what's written. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said something so beautiful. He said, whoever his heart full of dunya, whoever his heart sucked with the love of dunya, what will happen? He said he will gain three diseases. شقاء لا ينفذ عناه. Misery has no ending. I saw it in my life. Misery has no ending. I have to do, I have to go, I have to do this, I have to do this. And if I do this, I have to do this. And look to any rich people. You think they come? No way. وَحَرْسٌ لَا يَبْلُغْ غِنَى. Oh, I have to get it. I have to do it. No, this. All the rich people and business people is no ending. Is no ending. Or look at a woman. If she buy a dress, she want two. She want two, she want three. Three, four, four, five. One gold, piece of gold, two pieces of gold. Is no ending. You see? Even look at the girls or women who go and do makeup. Every month, another set of makeup, another set of makeup, another. What you can do? How many faces you can color? You know? وَأَمَلٌ لَا يَبْلُغُ مُنْتَهَى. And a long hope has no ending. فَالْدُنْيَا طَالِبَ وَمَطْلُوبَ. Dunya is a seeker and seek too. And nobody will reach it. Whoever want akhirah, listen to him now, Abdullah ibn Saud. He said, whoever want akhirah, dunya will come after him, running. And he will gain it completely. And he will get akhirah. And whoever want dunya, he will be busy after dunya until akhirah get him, meaning death. And he will never get it. And in the end he said, and nobody living this earth will leave it without getting what is ordained for him. One man, I forget his name now, he was sitting one day and he's in a feast. And he's the one, he said it. I forget who he is. He was one of the companion or one of the Khalifa. He said, I put my hand in a piece of meat, I get it. I desire the second one, I get it. I desire the third one, it falls down. And when I try to get it, somebody else get it. And I said, this is the dunya. You keep desiring and you will not get except what's written for you. Even if you keep looking at it. I said, I keep looking at it until it went to the mouth of somebody else. This is the reality of dunya. But he was honest. Because look at the nafs. The nafs was attached to a piece of meat to the point even it followed his eyes until another one eat it. What you can do? He ate it already. But this is what happened to dunya. Ali ibn Abi Talib, he said, dunya is six. Dunya is six. He said, ma'kool, something you're going to eat. And he said, look at the best food on earth. The most softest one is honey. And look where it came from. It came from a spit of a bees. This is the best food. He said, وَأَمَّا الْمَشْرُوبُ. And even another thing in dunya is a drink. And he said, what is the most beautiful drink on earth? He said, water. Which all the animal and people is get it. This is what you're running after. أَمَّا الْمَلْبُوسِ. And he said, what is the highest level of dunya in clothing? He said, silk. It came from bees. What do you call it? Worm. You see? The silk. Silk clothing, where it coming from? Okay? This from bees. What do you call it? Not bees. Worm.
Caterpillar.
Eh?
Caterpillar.
There's the one. How you pronounce it?
Caterpillar.
Carter?
Catcher?
Catter?
Pillar.
Bitter. Bitter.
Pillar.
I do not have this. My tongue order was very bad. We call it worm. Okay? She said it. Can you say it louder?
Caterpillar.
Yeah, this is the one. وَأَمَّا الْمَنْكُوحِ. He said, or even people running after sex and marriage. And what is it? He said, you know, This with peace, with respect, with peace. That's it. This is what we're running after. وَأَمَّا الْمَشْمُومُ This number six now. The perfume. And what is the highest perfume in earth, believe it or not? Misk. And where it coming from? The blood of mice. Yeah. And some of them, the blood of a deer. The destructed. This is the highest, richest, or expensive one. Now, after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warning us about Jannah. لمثل هذا فليعمل العاملون. الصفات, verse 61. For Jannah, be ready for it. Now we have to choose the six, or the days, or whatever, or you go for Jannah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also tell us about two gifts Allah give us. The majority of people do not thank Allah for it, and do not use it, and do not benefit from it. What they are? Health and time. You never respect health until Allah takes something from you. I met a man in Brooklyn, very beautiful man. When you look at his face, full of light, very lit, and has a beautiful happiness. And his wife is so pretty with a bunch of kids. This is in Brooklyn almost 20 years ago. And he was sitting in a wheelchair with no legs. I tell him, can I ask you a question? He said to me, what is it? He said, you have a beautiful face with a beautiful smile. And you have a beautiful contentment in your heart. How you gain this? He said, when I lost my legs, I get what you see in my face. I said, how? He said, I was addicted to Atlantic City. I go every week. I work very hard. I take my money. I go for gambling. And one of these weeks, a bus fell down. And I wake up in the hospital without no legs. And all of a sudden, from this time, I become free. Free from all the addiction and all the deception of life. And now you can see my face. Everybody tell me you have a beautiful face. But he tell me, I never heard this before. When I had my legs, I never heard this before. Now when I lost my legs, I have it. I thank Allah. He take my legs and he give me something higher. If you ask me, I saw that in my life. I saw it sometime we do not appreciate what Allah give us until we have a major crisis. Now we have to think. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Qasas, verse 83, He said, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ This is the Jannah, the دَارُ الْآخِرَةِ نَجْعَلْهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِدُونَ عَلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ We will prepare it for those who do not want to do mischief in earth and do not want to be arrogant in earth. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ الْمُتَّقِينَ The ending to people who have taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Nisa, Verse 32, he warning us about looking to each other and compare what I have and what you have. Warning us about that. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us again. Verse 26, Al-Mutaffifin. When he tell us, for Jannah, get ready. And for this, you have to really challenging each other for Jannah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, three things. If you find it in your heart, you will find the three or the beautiful of Iman. The beauty and sweetness of Iman coming from three. Number one, to Allah wa Rasulu to be above. You love them above any love. Two, to love other, but you do not love them except for Allah. And three, to hate to go back to kufr after Allah guide you, and to hate to go to Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. A man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he tell him, give me wasiyah, but make it short. I love to collect this hadith. Imagine a man came to Rasulullah and tell him, give me wasiyah, but make it short. Don't talk for too long. Make it short. I want you to think, this is Rasulullah, the way he will answer now. What kind of answer? And we should be prepared for the answer. Do you know what he said? He said, عَلَيْكَ بِالْيَأْسِ بِمَا فِي أَيْدِ النَّاسِ فَإِنَّهُ الْغِنَى. Be despair. Be despair. And don't look to what others have in their hand. This is righteousness. Do you get it or no? Meaning don't look at all, period, to what others have in their hand. Meaning don't think with your heart, so-and-so can help me, so-and-so can do da 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 da. No. Don't even think about it. This is a metaphor. A metaphor of like high level of don't think about what other can do for you. Don't. This is ghina. This righteousness. وَإِيَّاكَ وَالطَّمَعَ. Dare to have greed. فَإِنَّهُ الْفَقْرَ الْحَاضِرَ. This greed and want, this is a real poverty. I want you to stop for a moment. Think about something shaitan and your nafs make you think about it, you do not have it. What it do to you? Make you miserable. Make you poor. Make you do not even enjoy what you have. And what it mean? Finish. Rasulullah said, this is the ultimate poverty. This is a poor. Because this always make you think about something you do not have. And what you do not have, you pour over. وَصَلِّ صَلَاتَكَ وَأَنْتَ مُوَدَّعَ. And pray your prayer like you're going to die now. Today we talk about it. And be careful of the things you do, and later on you ask people to forgive you. But this has a meaning. Meaning don't be hasty. Don't be fool. Don't just and after that, forgive me. Meaning hold tight. Gain your nafs. Don't just be stupid, idiot, fool, talk like whatever you want, and after that, oh, excuse me. No, be careful. Judge what you're saying. Be careful. Don't just dumb. Surah Hud, it has a few verses. Allahu Akbar. مَنْ كَانِ يَرِيدُ الْحَيَةِ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتَهَا. Whoever want dunya and the decoration of dunya, I will give them. I will give them everything they want. وَلَيْسَ لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. And in the end, they will not get nothing. Except hellfire. Today, a lot of Muslims, when they are poor, they said, oh, look at the people in Europe, look at the people in billionaire, look at the people in millionaire, they enjoy and we do not enjoy. When you enjoy life completely, without no any trial, this is a trial. When Allah makes you drowning in enjoyment to the point you forget the message, you forget who you are. And after that, وَحَبِطَ مَا صَنَعُوا فِيهَا وَبَطَلْ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And all what they done, ihbat, Allah will not accept. Sometimes we say, oh, but they do good deed, but who they do that? Because you're not here to enjoy life and running after it. But somebody give me a meal, is very enjoyment, is a gift. Thank Allah for it. Even any feeling you get of this dunya has some goodness. Thank Allah for it. That's it. But don't run after it. Don't be crazy about it. You become a slave and no ending. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said something so beautiful. But let me tell you something. Today, really, this session is not for anyone. This is for people who really have heart. Really be a believer. If you're not a believer, if you really have no iman in your heart, please shut it off. Don't even try to watch. It will not benefit you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, قُبِلَتَ الْقُلُوبِ. Heart is united for those who have goodness. Because if you are good, your heart united of those who have goodness. What happened if I cannot see goodness? you have a problem. You have a serious problem. Meaning you're not among the believers. Now, let's go back to the happiness. I promise you we'll talk about it. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he recited this verse from Surah Al-An'am, verse 125. Surah Al-An'am has a few verses in Quran. From among the few verses I really love and change my whole life. This one of them, 125 and 160 and 162, if my memory is correct, the last two verses of Surah Al-An'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيهِ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Whoever Allah want goodness for him, he guide him to Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, or people were sitting when Rasulullah recited this verse. He asked him, Ya Rasulullah, مَا هَذَا الشَّرْحِ. What is this sharh? What is meaning? What meaning to Allah expand his chest? Because sharh, like calm, happiness, tranquility, tumanina, this is sharh. If Allah love you, if Allah choose you, he guide you to Islam. Now the companion asked him, Ya Rasulullah, what is that? What this feeling Allah give it after Islam? He said, Nurun yuqdhafu bihi fil qalb. A light Allah put in the heart of the person. Light. He said, Ya Rasulullah, what is that? How we know this light? He said, listen to them. Look at these people, what they do. It's not like us. We hear and, you know, like having drugs and that's it and we go. No. They ask him, Ya Rasulullah, this light, how we know it? What is the sign of this light? Listen to this carefully now. He said, Al-inaba ila dar al-khulud. To be surrender and facing akhirah. Meaning thinking about death. وَالتَّجَافِي عَنْ دَارِ الْغُرُورِ. And get away from the decoration of dunya. وَالِاسْتَعْدَادِ لِلْمَوْتِ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ. And prepare for your grave and your death before you die. This is a sign of the light. This Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not me. And this hadith sahih in Ahmad. And after that, in Surah Ar-Ra'd 24, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum fa ni'ma uqba ad-dar. Peace be with you. This Allah tell you. In Jannah fa ni'ma uqba ad-dar. Peace be with you in the Dar of Salam. The Salam Dar is Jannah. Somebody can tell me, okay, but I have calamity. How? How am I living this happiness? Look at Hadith Qudsi by Allah. Allah said, Inna abdi al-mu'min indi bimanzilat kulli khayr. My slave servant, the mu'min, he's close to me with all the goodness. He thanking me, and he praising me, even when I'm snatching his soul from his own body. What it mean? A mu'min under any circumstance is doing what? Thanks. Show gratitude and say Alhamdulillah all the time. Now, today I'm sharing with you something I said to you a long time ago. My father, rahmatullah alayhi, if he see you and he see your face have no contentment and no thanks, he kick you out and he beat you with a stick of wood and said, I do not want to see his face. I do not want to die next to you. He's so scared of seeing somebody miserable. Even if we acting up, he will not be with us. He leaves the house. He's so scared. Why? Because not content, if you ask me, is a calamity, not any calamity after that. No disease, no operation, no minus limb in your body can give you a problem. But the problem to have no contentment is a problem. Is a disease make you misery and miserable in this life, in the grave and hereafter, and you're not going anywhere. And you will never enjoy any goodness. And the opposite. To be content is the happiness of all happiness. May Allah give us the happiness of this life and hereafter. And content. Now, what is the happiness, the true happiness? The true happiness, you find it in Surah Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, chapter Muhammad, verse 2. Those who believe and do good deed and follow the truth of what revealed over Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the truth of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah will forgive their sins and He will take care about their affair. Those who believe, Surah Al-An'am, verse 82, and they hold tight in their belief and they don't mix it with mischief, they have the peace and tranquility, and this will be guided. I can go on and on and on about how many verses in Quran Allah said, the happiness I give it to you, the affair of your life I give it to you. But give it to whom? Not a Muslim, a mu'min, a believer. Okay? And one of the beautiful verse I love very much is verse 57-58, Surah Yunus. Okay? Go read it very slowly and inculcate it. Surah Al-Imran, verse 170. When Allah told about the believer is happy about what Allah gave them. What make us happy? Iman. Believe in Allah. To remember Allah. This make you happy. By the way, any minus in life or plus, it doesn't make you happy. But Iman and believing in Allah make you happy. And Surah Ar-Ra'd, verse 28. Those who believe and remember Allah, Allah gives them tranquility of the heart. And those are the ones who have complete happiness. And we know the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sahih Muslim. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ, I'm surprised about the affair of a mu'min. All his affair is goodness. If he have goodness, he thank Allah is good for him. And if he has a calamity, he be patient and thank Allah is good for him. And will not be except for whom? A mu'min. Meaning this is only a mu'min. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in Surah Az-Zukhruf 67, what He said? He said, the companion, people companion in the Day of Judgment is all enemy. They push each other. You help me to go to here. Get away. Except al-muttaqeen, except the good one. Be happy. Thank you of what you helped me. You helped me to guide them. Thank me. Thank you. Oh Allah, He helped me in the Day of Judgment. On the other hand, the companion, the bad companion in earth, they would become enemy in the Day of Judgment. By this way, now what is the key of happiness now? Believe it or not, one of the keys of happiness, look whom is your companion, who you spend some time with, who you're listening to, who you choose to be a part of your life, and why. Is a person can be witness to you or against you in the Day of Judgment? Is a person help you to achieve real happiness or fake happiness? This is extremely important, the companionship of life. And now if you want the keys of happiness, the first key is to develop your iman, to read Quran, to remember Allah, because this will lead you to happiness. To increase your faith, remember the name of Allah, make dua Increase dua. Increase the zikr, revive your iman. This keys of happiness. Go visit the grave land alone and see what's going on. Go visit the hostels and see some of the sick people and thank Allah. Remember how many million and billion in earth so poor, they have nothing and you have plenty to thank Allah for. Because let me tell you, what is the key of happiness? The key of happiness, to believe in Allah. The key of happiness, to remember Allah. The key of happiness, a good companion. The key of happiness, to thank Allah and show gratitude to Allah. The key of happiness, to do what? Anybody know? To be content. To be content. Because without contentment, you're not going anywhere. The key of happiness, to remember a death. The key of happiness, to remember you might be dying today. And develop this habit by which you try to be good today. What about tomorrow is not your business. What about he and she is not your business. You be good today. And don't worry about tomorrow. Allah will take care about tomorrow. The one who take care about you today, he will take care about tomorrow. I saw it. I saw it in my life. If you ask me, one of the things scare me to worry about tomorrow. If I think about tomorrow for a moment, I'm scared. Because I know. If I think about tomorrow, I'm denying the goodness of Allah. Meaning now, the real gift of Allah to me, He will not give it to me. But the power, in what? Al-rida wal-yaqeen. The happiness containing only two words, only two. And believe me, these two, if you develop them, you have all the happiness in earth. And any minus in these two is minus in your happiness. What they are? Contentment, rida, wal yaqeen, certainty of faith. With rida, with contentment, Allah content with you. And Allah will be pleased with you. Imagine if Allah will be pleased with you, what will He do to you? Huh? He fills your heart with sweetness of iman. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in hadith Qudsi by Rasulullah SAW, what He said, Allah do not look at the way you look, or how much money you have, or your clothing, but what Allah look at? Your heart. According to what you have in your heart, you have a relationship. This relationship generating all the bounty in your life. Somebody tell me, oh, but I have this bad habit, and this bad habit, and this bad habit, and genetic habit, and my mom, and my father, and this happened to me, and this. I tell you, excuse me. Allah can erase all this in just like that. If what? If only you believe in Him. Let me give you bad news right away. Why we cannot be happy? Because we are arrogant. We deny the goodness of Allah. We do not want it. I saw some people in my life, when you give them goodness, they cannot even accept it. They cannot thank Allah for it. Because they're so stingy to the point they're scared to thank. One of my relatives, the more I give them, the more they start to get crazy because they have this disease. A disease of the heart, they have to complain. But when Allah be good to them, they cannot take it. They have to generate a momentum of fitna just to complain. In the middle of goodness, and what happened? Wallahi, these people calamity after calamity, not even 1 month. Every month they have a severe calamity and they do not get it. You do not get it. Disease after disease, calamity after calamity, operation after operation. Why? They never thank. They never show gratitude. This is a disease. Big disease. It finishes you. Where it coming from? Not content. Where it coming from? Lack of iman. Where it coming from? Long haul. Where it coming from? Stingy. Where it coming from? I'm not a believer. By the way, you want the key for happiness? In the hand of Allah. Allah can give you all the keys of happiness. But now, let's put it in practice. If I want the keys of happiness and I really believe in the key of happiness, do I waste my time? Do I choose a wrong companion? Do I worry about tomorrow? Do I look at you and compare what you have and what I have? Do I look to each other and compare about what Allah give us? No. I'm busy with my journey. And if I'm busy with my journey, I have nothing to worry about. Allah promised to take care about me. And already Allah take care about me. Just to remember Allah is not enough. This is what Allah want. Do you want Lexus or you want to remember me? Do you want be having a palace or multi-billionaire or remember me? But today we have a sickness. Every time I talk like that, excuse me, there's nothing wrong to make money. We have to make money. No problem, make money. But show me how many people make money can spend money. You see? Because the more you accumulate, the more you accumulate diseases. Oh, excuse me, Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu was rich. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu was rich. So and so is rich. So I said, okay, go be like them. Try to imitate them. See how much money they spend a year. And try to champion them. Like now you remind me about a story beautiful. Al-Hasan wal-Husayn. The sons of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. Who's the grandfather? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're traveling in the desert. They're going to Hajj. Okay, during this time they were in Iraq, some area. They get hungry and thirsty. They're passing by a lady, very old lady, in a small tent. I want you to listen carefully to this story, because you can learn something from it if you can. If you can dare to imitate this old lady. This lady alone in the desert. A traveler passing by. They tell her, oh woman, do you have something to drink? She said, I have nothing except what in the breast of the goat. They milk the breast of the goat. They take the milk, they drink. They said, do you have anything to eat? She said, I bear witness to Allah, I have nothing to eat except the goat. Take it, slaughter it, cook it, I will help you. She has nothing. She gives them the goat. Meaning this lady alone in the desert, she has nothing. Now she drink milk and they get the goat, they eat and they happy. And they tell her, oh lady, please, if you come in Mecca, please, we want to see you to reward you for what you did. She said, I do not know if I'm living tomorrow. I do not even know about Mecca. Anyway, they left. After they left, her husband came. He looked to the tent. He found no goat. There's only one goat. This all what they own. The husband, he doesn't have the iman of the wife. He said, are you crazy? The only goat? She said, they look very nice people. I try to be good to them. And he said, they are from Quraysh. I try to please them for Allah. You know Quraysh. This is a tribe of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I try to please them only for Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even she doesn't know who they are. The guy went crazy. He insulted her a little bit. And after that, now they have to make some stuff like from trees and stuff like that, like some basket, some basic things, because they're stuck now, they have nothing to do. And they took it to sell it to where? To Mecca. The lady walking by in Mecca, who saw her? Al-Hasan. He said, oh woman, do you remember me? She said, I don't remember. He said, you the one you give me the goat, your goat. She said, now I remember. He said, please, I have to reward you for that. Please, so and so, come. Give her 1,000 goat. And give her a bucket of 10,000 dinar, golden dinar. And he said, please, go to my brother. He go to Al-Hasan Al-Husayn. He said, what your brother give you? He said, 1,000 goat and this money. He said, you know, He always do this to me. Oh, so and so, give her 2,000 goat and give her the same amount my brother give her and more. And please, go to Ghafar al-Sadiq. He was with us too. Go tell him, you know, your relative send you. They go to Ghafar al-Sadiq. He said, where are you coming from? She said, Al-Hasan wal-Husayn. Radiallahu anhum. He said, I wish you came to me first. I will make them very tired. She said, why? He said, how much does he give you? He said, Al-Hasan, give me 1,000 goat and this money, and Al-Husayn, give me 2,000 and give me this money. He said, no, I will give you 4,000. And this amount of money, and I wish next time you come to me first. I will make them very tired. Because I know them. They have to give more than what I give you. Now, they give her all this men to drive her or to ride her to her place with how many now? How many thousand goats? 6,000 goats, and I forget how many thousand of dinar. The husband look. She went Mecca maybe to get like a dirham, 2 dirham, like a 50 cent, 10 cent. You know, she making some basket. What she can go? And when he saw this dust and all this, he said, what is that? She said, you remember my goat? Allah sent me this for my goat. Do you think this lady, when she was generous and she gives the only goat, she ever think this way? Or she tried to be good? I tell you people, generosity with Allah will never die. And nothing in this earth better than generosity with good manner. And nothing worse in this earth than stingy with bad manner. And let me give you good news and bad news. Generosity generates all the goodness and all the good quality. And stingy generates all the bad quality. You have one, you have them all, good or bad. And iman, you will not get it without generosity. And iman, you cannot get it with stingy. Now, you get the golden halaqa today. The happiness of this life and hereafter. The keys of happiness. The treasure of happiness. And now, we are in Isra and Mi'raj. Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Rajab arrived, what he used to say, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, give us a blessing of Rajab, Sha'ban, and allow us to live until Ramadan. And another riwayah is weak but it exists. And oh Allah, give us a blessing of Rajab and Sha'ban wa ghannimna Ramadan. And give us the treasure of Ramadan. What is that? Is Laylatul Qadr. The night of power. Now how much are we missing? If I'm a mu'min, do you think I worry about gold and silver? Do you think I worry about tomorrow? I was telling people today, let me give you a gift of a lifetime. The only thing we own is one thing. Do you know what is that? Intention. That's it. And the only thing you need with intention, ikhlas, sincerity, with your intention. And you want to develop something to it, you want to give it really power, have yaqeen, Allah can give you. And if you die and you never do anything, Allah will give you according to your intention, not amal. And if Allah loves you, He gives you the tawfiq, to live the intention, give you the ability of your intention. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to give us a pure heart belong to Allah. May Allah give us tawfiq to give us the happiness of this life and hereafter. May Allah give us tawfiq to make us generous to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to all mankind. May Allah give us tawfiq to be a real mu'min with iman and yaqeen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to give us the treasure and the ghanima of this life and Ramadan. May Allah give us tawfiq of Laylatul Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to be the people who spread the message of Allah, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to send the mercy to mankind, to imitate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala snatch the love of dunya out of our heart and fill our heart with iman and remember death and thanking him and show gratitude to him and to mankind. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decorate us with good manner and conduct. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our heart and hand and our body with generosity toward him and toward mankind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us and put barakah and nur and qabool in everything we say and we do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. May Allah accept. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Allahumma taqabbal, Allahumma taqabbal, Allahumma taqabbal. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka hamidun majid. اللهم اجعلها ساعة مستجابة رب العالمين وتقبل دعاءنا رب العالمين وبارك لنا وبارك علينا وبارك فيما أعطيتنا وبارك في أزواجنا وأولادنا وأهلينا وإخواننا في الله وأخواتنا في الله وكل من سألنا الدعاء وكل من أعطانا ويعيننا على كل عمل من أعمال الخير. اللهم افتح علينا فتحا مبينا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ضع البركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول، واجعلنا من الصادقين، واجعلنا من المخلصين، واجعلنا من المخلصين، واجعلنا من أوليائك الصالحين ومن جندك المنصورين. وجملنا يا ربي بحسن الخلق يا ربي والأدب، وجملنا بالرضا والتقى والعفة والعفاف والغنى، وزيننا بالهدى والرضا واليقين يا رب العالمين، والتوكل والثقة عليك يا رب العالمين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم بارك فينا وبارك علينا واجعلنا من أهل القبول والبركة والنور، وضع البركة والنور القبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم هب لنا من أزواجنا وزرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم استخدمنا ولا تستبدلنا، كن معنا ولا تكن علينا، ارض عنا ولا تغضب علينا، زدنا ولا تنقصنا يا رب العالمين، وارزقنا من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. From لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Increase from سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. Increase of لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Increase of لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت، بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم تقبل، اللهم تقبل، اللهم تقبل. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم.